friends from the town of Fort Mill. They're joining us here on Palmetto Mornings as we're talking about the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. And we have our first look at this year's kind of picture of what the festival is going to look like. We're going to show it to you in a quick second. But we want to welcome in Jacana Hester. She's the events coordinator for the town of Fort Mill. Got it.
You got it.
Yay, welcome.
We've known each other for so many years, Jacana, too many years to count, and I finally got your job description correct.
Yes, thank you.
You just wear many hats over there between you and Chris Sardelli. You do it all. And then some, right? Well, Jacana's here because it is all about the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. This is the festival in the town of Fort Mill, and it's upon us.
Yes,
for sure.
It is.
Do we want to start with this year's poster?
Yes.
Okay, let's start with this year's poster. Kind of big unveiling.
Beautiful.
I'm showing it now if you're watching us. So kind of walk us through, how did we determine this?
So we had, we opened it up to the community. They can submit entries in different paintings, different formats that they can submit their entries. And then we picked a top 12, and from that top 12, we picked our winning entry, and we turned her painting into this beautiful poster for this year. Holly Glasscock, she is the winner this year, and we'll be honoring her during our welcome ceremony at the festival. But you can purchase these at Fort Mill Town Hall, 205 North White Street, from now throughout the festival. They are $25 each. Everybody loves to purchase these each year and frame them and hang them, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful portrait.
So she painted this?
Yes, that is made from a painting.
Right.
And you can see the top 12 on display at Town Hall right now as well, their original entries.
I mean,
that is amazing.
The detail, the strawberries, and the
we can see it up close, but the reflection is another thing. The details, where the seeds would be. Mm-hmm. I mean, artists are built completely different.
Yes.
I mean, that's really great. Well, kudos to Holly. And again, you're spot on. So many people collect this. I've been in the homes in Fort Mill, and they've had this frame and mounted, and they just kind of rotate through every year. And it's just kudos to the artist this year. And my gosh, if this was the winning one, I'd hate to see
all the other entries.
They are so beautiful. Man. Yeah, and beautiful. You can see those paintings at Town Hall.
All right. And the new one. The new town hall. Don't go to the old one.
The new one.
We remember they moved, so keep that in mind. All right, well, let's go from the first really. So these are pre-events that lead up to the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. That's all part of the South Carolina Strawberry Festival because we're going to get a new crop of strawberry queens.
Yes, we are Friday and Saturday, April the 17th and 18th at Catawba Ridge High School at 7 p.m. We'll be crowning our Little Miss on Friday and then our Teen Miss and Mrs. on Saturday. We have four categories for the Little Miss Strawberry Shortcake, Little Miss Strawberry South Carolina Queen, and then the Young Miss and Junior Teen. But I have to give a shout out to my 2025 queens because they have been incredible. It's just fabulous women and young girls representing at the Strawberry Festival, representing our community so well. We're so grateful for them.
I absolutely love this pageant. It's the cause before a crown. So every lady who's running will have some kind of, a nonprofit they're speaking about or a cause they're passionate about. And they use their beauty and their brains to open up that door in conversation for them. But you're spot on, Jacana. Whenever these ladies are crowned, all the way from the 7-year-olds up to the Miss winners, they become ambassadors for the town of Fort Mill, and they are everywhere. And I love seeing them just represent Fort Mill. They do it it's such a great job. We love the pageant so much. Myself and Ashley Lang, we're the MCs for this year's pageant. We believe in it that much. So we're so thrilled.
We're excited to have you.
Well, thank you. We love Fort Mill, and we love what Kristen and Janine have done with this year's pageant. And so we can't wait to be part of it. So again, go ahead and get your tickets. Come on out and see these ladies because they will be the ambassadors for the next year in the town of Fort Mill for sure.
Yes.
So then after that, we've got our golf tournament. Do we still have spots or is that full?
No, that always sells out very quickly. But that's Tuesday, April the 21st at Springfield Golf Club. And all of our players are going to have an amazing day playing golf.
Oh gosh, yeah. Some good weather for it too. Yeah.
But you can still sign up for the Strawberry Sprint and Stroll. This is a 5K race.
Yes, so that's Saturday, April the 25th from 9 to 12. We have the 5K first. It starts and ends on Main Street, followed by the 1-mile fun run, which starts on Confederate Street. But they have a runner's village, kids activities, and of course strawberries. But you can register now. Just go to scstrawberryfestival.com and find out all that information.
I did it already. I'm signed up and I'm ready to go to run that race. And again, don't be scared when you hear 5K race. People walk it, they jog it, they run it. It's your race. You
your
do with
strollers,
it.
Whatever
what
your
you
race,
want.
Whatever your race looks
yeah.
like.
Yes. You get a nice shirt and a nice medal. And there you go. So you're going to have a lot of fun. And you get, again, strawberries on a skewer, on a yes. stick. Oh, it's great. It's like five plump strawberries.
Nice.
They're really, really that. Good from our friends over there at Springs Farm. So go ahead and sign up for that. That's a lot of fun. Then if you want to clean up after you do your race, you can get all snazzy and look your best for the strawberry soiree.
That's right. The Fort Mill History Museum is hosting the strawberry soiree at the Claiborne House on Saturday, April the 25th from 6 to 10 p.m. And they have those tickets available right now. It's hors d'oeuvres, a silent auction, music, just a fun evening to enjoy spring outside, get dressed up.
I love a good silent auction.
Yeah.
I do. I'm one of those people. I'm like, oh, what do they have? What can I add to my collection of things?
That's right.
Yeah.
And you also like dressing up because I've seen your Instagram. So this is right up your alley.
I do. As soon as I saw the story, I was like, ooh, I love that.
It is. It's lots of fun.
Remember, it's open to everyone. If you're listening to us, even though it's in Fort Mill, it's open to everyone. Yeah. So it's like all of our festivals. They have to be housed in a city or a municipality, but it's open to everyone. And I know you guys have the numbers that show that folks come from all over the region to the South Carolina Strawberry Festival, which will be 2 days, May the 1st and May the 2nd, Friday and Saturday, and take us out to the actual festival.
Yes, so Friday it's 5 to 10 p.m. and then Saturday is 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's just packed full, of music, live bands, eating contest, vendors, delicious strawberry food. All of our food vendors have to provide a strawberry item. So you can find our strawberry menu on the festival website to see what each vendor has. We have incredible, arts and crafts and businesses out there. Our exhibits this year, we have Canines in Flight, which is dogs doing tricks. Mm. We have our butterfly exhibit and then our bird exhibit. And everybody just loves those, just experience all of those different fun activities. And, of course, rides. Everybody loves the rides. So it's just an incredible 2 days packed full of fun.
It really is the heart of Fort Mill, right? I mean, these festivals help define a community. It brings people together. Otherwise, we just get so lost and caught up in our own cycle that we try to see people, and sometimes it just doesn't happen between work and school and vacation. So this forces us to get together with our neighbors, and it's been such a huge success for the town of Fort Mill. It is the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. There are pre-festival events, as we just described, leading up to the festival, May the 1st and 2nd there in the town of Fort Mill. Oh my gosh, this is fantastic. We love all the strawberries that we get to try on or get to eat.
You can wear your strawberries.
You can wear your strawberry stuff. That's a good point. And then, Jacana, I'm looking at the list. You've got the rest really of 2026 kind of mapped out. All of the favorites are all back with our Independence Day celebration, the firing of the cannons on July 4th. Scarecrow Crawl is back again, and all of your Christmas stuff. So
yes,
it's the same traditions that people love and will continue to grow up on, right?
That's right. And we'll be kicking off the farmers market the weekend after the festival, so May 9th, that kicks off.
That goes all the way through Halloween, so keep that in mind.
So if you don't get your strawberry fix at the festival, there's plenty to come.
That's right. We have great produce out there at the farmers market.
Her name is Jacana Hester. She's the events coordinator for the town of Fort Mill. All of this information can be found on the Facebook machine as well as online at Town of Fort Mill. But we hope to see you out there at the South Carolina Strawberry Festival and more. Jacana, here's to a great festival. We'll see you out there.
Thank you.